Hello, everybody. This is Chuck Hammond broadcasting live from the global headquarters of the 401k Study Group. The show is Content That Moves the Needle. My guest today is Mr. Michael Muirhead, Senior Vice President for Learning and Development for FI360. And today, Michael and I will be talking about a item that is near and dear to my heart, which is formal training for plan sponsors. Michael's a frequent guest, large supporter of the 401k Study Group. Michael, good morning. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, Chuck. It's always great to chat with you.
So you and I have had this conversation before, plan sponsors, formal training. Let's talk about this. Is this an opportunity for advisors?
We at FI360 believe that formal fiduciary education and training for plan sponsors, investment committees, and institutional investors is a absolutely huge opportunity and differentiator to help advisors and, in particularly, our designees retain and gain new clients.
Michael, I've been at this 401k game for a very, very long time. Most advisors, you know, when asked, say they do fiduciary consulting, talking about fiduciary roles and responsibilities as part of their job. But why is that important?
Well, it all starts with what's going on in the marketplace from a plan sponsor perspective. What are their needs? And even though a lot of advisors I talk to as well, Chuck, say, yeah, you know, their clients look to them take on some of that fiduciary responsibility or provide some of the training and education. The fact of the matter is that the survey results that we're seeing in the marketplace, as well as some of the risk that is bubbling up, don't really support that. Let me just share a couple of facts with you just from recent surveys and data that we've been monitoring. So last December, AllianceBernstein did a survey of plan sponsors, and nearly half, 49% of those plan sponsors did not think that they were fiduciaries. Also, in that exact same survey, 50% of those that said that they had access to education and training through existing advisor relationships or consulting relationships or associations said that, you know, that education or access to that training could be improved. And that's just one survey. Another survey and misnomer in the marketplace is this idea that education is really only needed by, you know, the small, mid fiduciary plan sponsors out there. But in a Callan survey last year, 2017, of the largest plan sponsors out there in the marketplace, their 2017 DC Trends survey, those large organizations said that they planned on conducting formal fiduciary training as one of the ways that they were going to address fiduciary issues during the last 12 months. And then the last point that we want to share is the risk profile or the risk that these plans are facing really continues to increase. When we take a look at litigation risk, in 2015, there were nearly 7,000 ERISA-focused cases in the marketplace for fiduciary issues. So the lawyers have found this to be an area of increasing attractiveness from a litigation perspective. And contrary to what people believe, the DOL is still open for business. And the Employee Benefits Security Administration closed over 1,700 SILVA investigations last year, specifically focused on regulatory issues and fiduciary breaches. So again, the marketplace is telling us that there's a real need for increased education and training in this area.
Well, Michael, thank you for bringing up those two studies. The AllianceBernstein is the most recent one, and I've been sharing that a good bit on social media, largely because I want to make advisors aware that even if they think they're doing it in conjunction with the other roles that they're playing, plan sponsors need help. And a formal training program is very difficult, very onerous, very time-consuming for even a large 401k-centric shop to put together. And I think it's important to pay attention to the data. You can share those studies online, and time again, year after year, people come back surprised. And the data does not lie. It may not be easy for advisors to swallow, me included, because we think a good portion of the time we're laying that out. But FI360 has gone to the painstaking trouble of laying out a solution that is available for advisors. So, Michael, if you would you mind giving us an overview of that program? And please make sure you highlight, if you would not mind, how the program can be delivered to help advisors scale this service.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. And you talk about and make a really good point when you mention scale, right? I think part of the issue in the marketplace is that many advisors are trying to create these programs as one-offs and one-off conversations. And the idea of really having a scalable, repeatable, well-recognized and researched program is one of the things that we think is a true differentiator that FI360 brings to our designee partners. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the FI360's plan sponsor training program. We call it Fiduciary Essentials for Defined Contribution Plans, or FEDC. And this is designed for the audiences that I mentioned earlier, whether it be plan sponsors, investment committees, institutional investors. And it's really based on who FI360 is at our core, which is we've developed prudent practices and prudent practice handbooks and have conducted large training classes or training classes for large plan sponsors. And what we've taken is that same curriculum that is based on, you know, those tried and true practices and experiences, and developed a train-the-trainer program for our active AIF or investment fiduciary designees or AIFA designees. So that gives you a little bit of an overview of you know, where the program came from. Chuck, let's talk a little bit next about what we believe are sort of the benefits of the program for advisors and designees, and then we'll end with just a little bit of a discussion around how the program is structured and delivery options. But in terms of benefits, we've really sort of centered or focused our discussion around five areas or attributes that we believe are beneficial or advantages for offering this type of program to prospective clients or existing clients. Sort of starting with the fact that many advisors in this space are swimming in the sea of sameness, and so having a fiduciary training program, we believe, helps differentiate advisors in order to win new business and offer a unique value proposition for them. So first and foremost, differentiation. The second area is this idea of building trust. And by offering fiduciary training, we've seen advisors be able to establish stronger, more trusted relationships with prospective clients and existing clients. So number two, this idea of establishing trust. Then we never want to lose sight of the increasing risk in, you know, offering and operating advisory services in this space. So the idea of being able to help fiduciaries become more aware of their role and responsibility and essentially creating smarter plan sponsors and helping to reduce risk is sort of the third area that we've seen as an advantage. And then the last two, you know, clearly this movement towards decompression is something that our business has dealt with over the last 5 to 10 years. And being able to add additional services to existing clients and help combat some of the fee compression in the market is definitely something that we see beneficial. And then lastly, this idea of being an advocate in the marketplace around industry standards and best practices. So that is really, again, where we see benefits of offering this particular service. And so let's end with just a little bit of a discussion here, Chuck, around the overall program itself and the delivery options. We have structured this program in three segments. The first session is geared around helping the plan stewards, and that's what we call investment committees or anyone acting in a fiduciary capacity, helping them understand their role and responsibilities. And so that's session one. Session two is really geared around the key principles, or we call them fiduciary precepts, that every steward should know in terms of managing and overseeing a retirement plan. And then the last session is, okay, how do you take those principles and precepts and really create or apply a fiduciary framework to help you get organized, to help you implement and monitor the program on an ongoing basis. So that's the curriculum that we've built for this particular program. And then one of the really cool things that you mentioned a little bit earlier, Chuck, is this idea of flexible delivery options for designees who are delivering this particular training solution. So we offer the training in an online e-learning course that the designees can make available. We allow them to be able to deliver content via a webinar series or as part of seminars or as part of ongoing client review meetings. So this idea of having a really flexible way to get this content to plan sponsors is something that we think is a really great opportunity for the folks that have signed up for this to be able to deliver this particular program. We think it's priced really reasonable. The Train the Trainer program cost $450 for up to 1,000 training certificates. So we believe that it's a really good value and sort of a win-win proposition for the marketplace as well as our designees. So let me pause there and see if there's any additional questions that you may have, Chuck.
Well, I don't necessarily have questions. I do want to make a couple of comments. I only know of a handful of firms, and I don't know everybody, that have gone to the trouble, as I mentioned earlier, of putting a program like this together. I don't know how many hours it took. I don't know how many weeks it spent in compliance. I don't know where they researched and got all of the data from, but this is a differentiator. Clients are looking for this information, whether they know it or not. So I really believe that if you want to be able to compete and especially move up market, having this program is absolutely a differentiator. And there are a number of ways that I think you can use it, not just with your existing clients to cement and, you know, keep the engagement going, but also as a tool to espouse, as Michael says, and become an advocate for industry standards and best practices. So I think there's a number of ways that you can deliver it. Sure, you can do it in person. Sure, you can do it online. Sure, you can do it in a combination. But to allow 1,000 people responsible for the day-to-day training of one of your retirement plans access to something formal for as little as $450, I think that's a pretty substantial benefit for AIF designees and AIFA designees. So more along the lines of a comment, Michael, than a question.
Fantastic. So, Chuck, maybe you could share also being a big advocate for fiduciary training, how you potentially have incorporated a number of ideas in leveraging this with your prospects and clients.
Oh, I would love to. So I think one of the first things is a lot of advisors have been reluctant over the last 3 to 5 years for doing live events, and for good reason, whether it's FINRA, whether it's compliance, whether it's cost, whether it's attendance. I have started to see a lot of the advisors that are growing their practices doing client prospect events, bringing them in, showcasing some topics. And for us, we actually have these on our calendar, and the giveaway is free fiduciary training. We are actually using this program as a gift for prospective new clients who contact us, who run into us, who come to one of our events. So it's kind of a twofold there. Consider doing some live events. Consider doing them for your existing clients. Consider doing them for prospects. I think that is one way to do it. The second item, which we have considered, which we'll be rolling out a little later this year, we're going to be adding a separate page to our corporate website purely based on the studies that Michael quoted, using data in there and obviously sourcing and referencing it, but building a formal page for fiduciary training, where we can send people to it, where they would be able to reach out and contact us and say, yes, Chuck, we would like retirement plan formal fiduciary training. I think those are two really good ways to help improve the current marketing plan that an organization has. Here's the other thing. Check out your local hashtags for your community, whether it's hashtag your zip code or hashtag anywhere Ohio or somewhere California. Look at the Twitter community. There are some really interesting things going on with Twitter and the way they've changed sort of their algorithm. And FI360 has the ability and an entire page on the stats, which they use to cement the use of this type of product. And if you're going to be doing something on Twitter or even on LinkedIn, you can use hashtags there as well. Use the hashtag 401k or SHRM or HR or CFO and put some of those stats in there. Obviously, Michael and I are not your compliance department, so you know, don't call us and say, Chuck and Michael said I could do this. Check with them first, but if you're using social media of any kind to promote and market to your business, there are stats available when you buy the program, and even in the marketing pieces they have that you can use as handouts. Promote those stats not only on Twitter but also on LinkedIn. Maybe you're a member of a local chamber group. Put those stats and those topics in there. Put them on your general updates. Put them where people are going to see them. So I think those things are important, and I think it's going to allow you to stand out, because creating something like this on your own is going to be a daunting task, and you're absolutely going to want to avoid it. So, Michael, have you heard of anything different than those few kind of tidbits that I threw out there that some of the other designees are using to promote this type of training?
And the only other thing that's a different that I've heard in the marketplace, Chuck, is more around client retention. And the ideas that you put out there are awesome for hoping to generate new prospect opportunities. But as you know, retention of existing clients is a huge issue for a lot of advisors as well. And what they've begun to do is incorporate various components of the curriculum into their quarterly or semi-annual client review meetings. And so, you know, allocating a little bit of time to each of those meetings to help educate those clients around their fiduciary responsibilities is something that is really resonating within the marketplace as well.
Thank you, Michael. I have two quick questions. One, and you can answer them in any shape or fashion, any order you choose. One, do you have any enhancements coming up to the FEDC product? And secondarily, those modules are long. I know they're broken down into three segments. The program is comprehensive, which also means that it takes a while to get through. If advisors are using those as part of their quarterly or semi-annual client meetings for retention, is there any way they can be broken down into chunks so they're a little bit more digestible and you can sort of add a couple of those, two or three of those, over the course of the year? Or is it going to be something that they're building a longer meeting for?
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. We're really excited about a couple of enhancements that we are making to the overall program. The first of which is this idea of breaking the content into what we are calling micro-learning segments. And so instead of having to conduct a meeting around, let's say, that first segment or session that I mentioned, the role of retirement plan stewards, and that segment being 45 minutes to an hour, we actually have created smaller decks or smaller sessions that allow the advisors to be able to cover a key concept in as little as 10 minutes. And so we really get to that idea that you mentioned earlier of being able to create smaller chunks to help educate the various investment committees or plans, retirement plan stewards. So that's one enhancement we're really excited about. The second enhancement is many of our designees work with endowments and foundations or other nonprofit organizations. And what we've done is we've created some enhanced content within this program that is specifically designed to help support those conversations with endowments, foundations, and other nonprofits. So those are two enhancements that we've made recently, again, to help the folks deliver this important content.
Michael, those are two great enhancements, things that have been talked about for, you know, a short bit of time, and I'm glad they're going to be formally rolling out. So if you're an advisor and you incidentally or even strategically offer fiduciary steward governance and education to your plan sponsors, my hat's off to you. If you want a program that allows you to scale, that allows you to portray yourself, not just in word, but in deed, as an advocate for industry best practices, if you're looking for a tool that allows you to reach a broader market and not actually have to reinvent the wheel, you should consider this program. And Michael, for those advisors that want to learn more about how they can go out and use this tool in their practice, where do they go to find more information?
Yeah, Chuck, they can reach us either by the following phone number, which is 866-390-5080. Again, that's 866-390-5080. Or they can go to our website, which is www.fi360.com/FEDC. So either one of those will allow advisors to get more information on this plan sponsor training solution.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. I'm a huge advocate for this program. It's thought leadership. It's best practices. It allows you to be a different, you know, allows you to set yourself apart from some of the other advisors in your neighborhood. I think you should go check this program out, and I'll lay this out there. If you want my opinion off the air, personal, how you might be able to weave it in, feel free to reach out and get in touch with me. If I can schedule a call, I will, or we can go back and forth by email. But I am that excited about this program, and I think many advisors who are listening and have good quality practices should consider deploying this. So Michael Muirhead, Senior Vice President for Learning and Development at FI360, always great to have you on and hope to have you back soon. So thank you, Michael.
Really appreciate the time and opportunity, Chuck. Thanks so much.